Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, this is Dawn Grant with your 15 minutes of inspiration for today. Hoping that if you're listening to this live that you've had a great weekend, that you're ready to start off your week in a positive place with a good positive mindset and attitude and perspective and even expectations. Hopefully that you've been able to learn from my previous inspirational messages and how to start applying some good tools and techniques in your life of how to be present, how to accept, how to have goals, but yet have freedoms from expectations so that you're not getting upset if things aren't going exactly the way that you'd like them to. How to be able to see the uniqueness in yourself and then be able to see it in others. To be able to nurture that uniqueness in you so that you can see what you're passionate about and what makes you feel good in life, and to deliberately do the things in life that make you feel really great. So the quote that I'm going to discuss today was set at some point by Vincent Lombardi. And the quote is, "The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor." So the quality of a person's life is directly proportionate to their commitment to excellence. And as you're saying, that does not matter what their chosen field of endeavor is. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you're passionate about. It doesn't matter what you enjoy. It doesn't matter what you're doing for a living. It doesn't matter what your situation is. You're married or not, young or old, man or woman, no matter what country you live in. The bottom line is whatever your chosen field of endeavor, whether we're talking about career, whether we're talking about family, whether we're talking about a relationship or partnership, whether it's an endeavor for yourself, for your health, your wellness, your well-being, deciding to take good care of yourself, your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual self, no matter what your chosen field of endeavor, whether it's deciding to commit to exercising more, deciding to commit to helping yourself, some self-help, to taking on the challenges of life, seeing what you're learning from them and applying that wisdom so that you can live a more, even more quality life by being at peace with where you are, making decisions that you can move your life in the direction that works best for you as the unique individual that you are. So the quality of a person's life, do you feel like you have quality in your life? If you were to think about it right now, do you feel like you're living a life with quality time, quality efforts being made, quality relationships, quality of health in yourself? So if you're thinking about that right now, do you feel like there's room for improvement? Do you feel like that's something that you can work on? Increasing the quality of your life? If you're recognizing that there's areas of your life, fields, as Vincent would say, fields of your life, again, whether that's career, relationships, or yourself, hobbies, whatever field or endeavor, you have to recognize that the quality of it is in direct proportion to your commitment to excellence. Have you decided to excel in all areas of your life? Do you recognize the areas of your life that need improvement? Maybe that don't necessarily need it, because you can get to the point in life where you're at peace with the way things are right now. You can be at peace with exactly what you've got going on in your life right now. Living in the present moment, feeling good about the world around you and yourself within you and your relationship and your work and everything else. You can feel really great about where you're at and where you've been that's brought you to this point. But where would you like for it to go? Yeah, I understand, and there's a lot of philosophies and theories out there about being in the present moment and just seeing that for exactly what it is, and as much joy and as much positive light, that there is no better than that, and that because that's what you have in that moment. How about recognizing that you're able, with your free will and your intellect, to make changes, to evolve? Each of us as an individual are evolving in our lifetime. Just as past generations before us evolved. And then you can look at that as one lifetime, or you can look at that as decades and centuries. There's evolution happening. There is growth happening. So you are evolving. A lot of it is going on around you and within you just naturally. It's the natural occurrence of life. You adapt. Certain things are being reinforced within you. You are learning and you are growing. So if this is happening, and you can just imagine that you're on this kind of conveyor belt, that life's on this conveyor belt, that there's this evolution and growth happening continually. There's no stopping life. There's no stopping the conveyor belt. So, if we are evolving, why not deliberately make choices and decisions and efforts so that you're evolving in a manner which is conducive to who you are? We're talking about the uniqueness of you again. Looking at yourself, seeing what areas you're unique in, what areas you're passionate about in your life, your preferences, your interests. Again, that's based on where you've been, based on genetics. It's also based on all your experiences of life. So I'm bringing all that up because if you commit right now to excelling, if you commit right now to excellence in all the fields of your life, and all of your endeavors, in all areas, whether it's your mental and emotional self, your physical self, spiritual life, your career, your finances, your lifestyle, your relationships with your family, your significant relationship with another, your relationship with yourself, your lifestyle and surroundings, your free time. Commit right now to excelling in these areas, meaning that you will give every part of it, every part of your life, a commitment to succeed, to be the best you can be in each of those moments that pertain to each of those areas of your life, to sit down and decide, who am I? When you see your preferences, you have that passion and excitement behind them. Therefore, it becomes really great and easy in life to implement the things that you feel good about, to be consciously evolving in a direction that you want to evolve into, to be changing and growing in a direction that you want to be changing and growing in, not just hanging out on that conveyor belt as life continues to pass by and as you continue to move through life. So the quality of your life is in direct proportion to your commitment to excellence, regardless of your chosen field of endeavor, regardless of your chosen area of your life that you want to focus on at any given moment. When you wake up in the morning and you decide to seek joy for the day, to deliberately focus on the things that make you feel good, to deliberately focus on the beauty that is around you and within you, to deliberately see the good in life. You are in control of this, by the way. You're not a victim of life. You're completely in control of how you choose to perceive it, which lenses you choose to view it through. So the quality of your life is in direct proportion to your commitment to the excellence of it. So if you get up in the morning and you decide that you're going to seek joy in your day, but that you're also going to commit to excellence, that you plan to be the best you could possibly be, that means that you've slept well, you've gone to bed at a decent time. This is all deliberate, especially when you first start applying it and start to change some of your old habits, the old habits of not making yourself and your health and your well-being a priority. So if you're prioritizing life, your commitment to excellence and your seeking of joy, then you make deliberate steps in that direction. Again, according to the uniqueness of who you are. If you love classical music, put it on in the morning. Start your day in the best way possible. Eat breakfast. Get your exercise in. If you're a morning exercise person, or maybe you're an evening or afternoon exercise person, whatever your preference is. But take those deliberate steps. Take action in your life. Make the phone calls. Make the contacts. Do the work in life. Because that conveyor belt is going to keep on moving. Life is continuing to change and evolve, and you're continuing to change and evolve. And either you can do that in whatever haphazard direction happens to come along or that you're defaulting to, or you can decide to take control and take charge, taking deliberate steps in action, moving your life in the direction that is best for you and the unique individual that you are. So, as Vince Lombardi said, the quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. So you are committing to excellence in all endeavors in your life. And I wish you joy in that endeavor.